Zechariah chapter 12. The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel, says Yahweh, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the people round about when they shall be in the siege both against Yehuda and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All who burden themselves with it will be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, says Yahweh, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and will smite his rider with madness, and I will open my eyes upon the house of Yehuda, and I will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Yehuda will say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem will be my strength in Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. In that day I will make the governors of Yehuda like a hearth of fire amongst the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they will devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem will be inhabited again in her own place, in Jerusalem. Yahweh will also save the tents of Yehuda first, so that the beauty of the house of David and the beauty of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. In that day will Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he who is feeble amongst them at that day will be like David, and the house of David will be like Elohim, like the angel, the messenger of Yahweh before them. And it will come to pass in that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they will look upon me, whom they pierced, and they will mourn for him like one mourns for his only son, and will be in bitterness for him like one who is in bitterness because of his firstborn. In that day there will be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land will mourn, every family separately, the family of the house of David separately, and their wives separately, and the family of the house of Nathan separately, and their wives separately, the family of the house of Levi separately, and their wives separately, the family of the house of Shimei separately, and their wives separately, and all the families that remain, every family separately, and their wives separately. End of chapter.